A Florida teenager wants to buy the company that made the gun that nearly ended his life. Brandon Maxfield is a quadriplegic. He's 17 years old, and he says he wants to take over Bryco Arms and shut it down. He'll get his chance in a court auction, and if he wins, Maxfield says he will melt down the remaining gun parts to make a sculpture. Here's NPR's Richard Gonzalez.
Brandon Maxfield was a gregarious 7-year-old in 1994 when he was accidentally shot through his chin and spine by his babysitter, who was trying to unload a .38 caliber pistol. The gun, made by a California company called Bryco Arms, was designed so that the safety had to be turned off before it could be unloaded. In the past 10 years, Maxfield has spent more than 500 days in the hospital and been treated for pneumonia 28 times. His spine is deteriorating and may soon need to be replaced by a metal rod. Due to a series of health problems, he was unavailable for comment. This is his spokesman, Eric Hauser.
He spent 10 years. Every minute of every day is tough to be alive. And his attitude is remarkable, and his determination is out of this world, and he wants to do something for himself and for every other kid that might, you know, end up in this kind of circumstance.
Hauser says Maxfield has a plan to ensure that no one else is hurt by a gun made by Bryco Arms. A California jury awarded Maxfield a record $24 million judgment against Bryco Arms and its owner, Bruce Jennings. The jury decided that the company bore partial responsibility for the shooting because it had made a defective product. The company then filed for bankruptcy. Maxfield and his attorney responded by setting up a nonprofit called Brandon's Arms with the express purpose of raising money through the internet to buy Bryco Arms and then liquidate the company. An attorney representing the owner of Bryco Arms, Ned Nashban, says Maxfield's plan is merely delaying the day when the company's creditors can be paid.
This has nothing to do with whether or not guns should be on the street or not. I mean, that's obviously Mr. Maxfield's story, and it's a good one, and I may personally agree with it, but my job as the bankruptcy attorney is to raise the most money in the shortest amount of time so creditors can get paid.
Brandon Maxfield's competitor in the auction is Paul Jimenez, a foreman at Bryco Arms. Brandon Maxfield and his attorney believe that Jimenez is merely a front man for Bryco's owner, and that if Jimenez wins the auction, Bryco Arms will be back in business. Ned Nashban, the attorney for Bryco's owner, says he isn't aware of any such deal with Jimenez. Efforts to reach Jimenez were unsuccessful. Eric Hauser, spokesman for Brandon Maxfield, says if he wins the auction, the teenager hopes to melt down some 75,000 gun parts and create an homage to the victims of gun violence.
Brandon's crusade here, even if we lose, has really opened up a lot of eyes to how dangerous and irresponsible gun making can be. I know what's in Brandon's heart, I know what's in all of our hearts, and we want lousy, poorly designed guns off the street.
The auction for the remaining assets of Bryco Arms starts at $175,000, the amount of money Brandon Maxfield first bid for the company. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.